And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday morning, and it's not our normal day to speak with Pottawatomie County officials. We're actually a week late on that, but we appreciate them accommodating us here this week. And joining me via Zoom is Nancy McCarter. She's the Pottawatomie County Clerk. Good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you on. We'll be joined here in just a few minutes by Pottawatomie County Commission Chair Dee McKee. She's just running a little bit late, but glad to have you on, Nancy. Of course, this is an important time of year for your office, which I imagine is even busier than normal election years. The election's just a little over a month away.
Yeah, we're seeing record numbers already just with requests for ballots by mail, and even our military ballots are up a little. So it's going to be a good turnout. I'm projecting at least an 80% to 85%.
That's pretty impressive.
Our last presidential was 78%, so I'm projecting a little higher this time.
And obviously, this is going to be maybe the most unique election we've ever seen here, because there will be so many people voting by mail, and there's been so much talk about that, at least at the national scale, whether, if it's safe, if it's not safe. Some people have their preferences, and what can you say about at least here in Kansas?
Kansas is very good. I believe we're secure. Mailing ballots is not new. We've been mailing ballots since I've been here for 23 years. You have your permanent advance by mail, and people can call and make sure their ballot was delivered. We are going to set up a drop box outside. Every clerk's going to do that in the state, drop boxes at outside the building. If you don't feel confident mailing it back, if you feel like the mail is going to not get here in time. But we have excellent return on mail ballots. We're getting ready to mail out 3,420 ballots on the 14th of October. That's the soonest we can mail them. We've been getting a lot of calls about that. Why haven't I got my ballot? Well, we statutorily can't mail them until October the 14th.
Right. And that's when early voting begins, or advanced voting in the state of Kansas.
Yes, walk in. Last presidential, we had about 1,300 people walk in and vote, and I believe that's going to be even higher this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's certainly interesting, and I've been getting a lot of notifications, whether on my phone, email, regular mail, just telling me, hey, make sure to register. And, if you haven't done that, you need to get that done pretty soon.
October 13th is the close of registration. Just the other day, I received 95 registrations. If you're not sure you're registered, call our office. We'll check. Our voter rolls are the highest they've ever been. We're up to almost 17,000 voters registered in Pottawatomie County.
Wow. That's quite impressive.
It's a growing county, so that's obvious it's going to happen.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, obviously, and there will still be the option for people to want to go to polls, and that's going to be, from what I've heard anyway, election officials here are doing their best to make those as safe as possible as well.
Yes. Just like in August, we will, obviously encourage people to space out, wear your mask. There's hand sanitizer there. Everybody gets their own ink pen. We've got 10,000 ink pens here. So you vote with your pen and you leave with your pen to try to just keep touching under control. Because we have paper ballots in Pott County.
Very good. Talking to Nancy McCarter, Pottawatomie County Clerk, and Dee McKee, the Pottawatomie County Commission Chair, has joined us here. Appreciate you being here.
Good morning.
Pleasure to have you both. We're talking the election, and of course, that's just a little over a month away, as we mentioned, and advance voting begins October 13th, right?
October 14th.
October 14th. So registration is until the 13th.
And correct.
Okay.
And voters can go out to our voter view, my voter view info, and look at their sample ballot now. We've got those out there. And we're also, I want to make sure everybody knows that we're going to have voting on Halloween from 9 to 1 Saturday here at the office.
Can you wear a mask?
Hey, can you wear
a mask if you want. You know, some people look better with a mask on. Just kidding.
Well, that's neat that, you know, that service is being offered. You know, the more opportunities to vote, I guess, the better, you know, for people's schedules. And that's really, I think, the reason behind something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, absolutely. Get out and vote.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, get out and vote for sure.
And remember to bring your photo ID to vote, but your picture ID, that's all you need.
Nancy, can I ask if somebody's not been able to renew their driver's license because of the limited times that have been available, is there a compensation for that so that they know?
They can use an expired driver's license if they were not able to renew it. I believe the state said March 2020. If, you know, for some reason they didn't get it renewed in between that time, between March and September or the election, you can use an expired driver's license.
Do you anticipate after the election, November 3rd, that results will be, you know, readily available very soon, or is this going to take a few days with all the mail ballots?
That's a good question. I'll be able to tell you better later. Because we can take ballots, if they're postmarked election day, up until that Friday. But we don't normally get that many. People are very good about getting their ballot, getting it voted, getting it back in the mail. I feel like Kansas will be able to call it. But again, we've got thousands and thousands of ballots statewide going out.
All right. And
I don't know how it'll be United States wide, but Kansas is good.
Kansas is good. Okay. Well, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. You know, so yeah. The important thing is once you get that mail-in ballot, fill it out, get it returned as, you know, in a timely fashion.
Yes. And if you want somebody to hand deliver it, there's a spot on there. I believe it's area number 2. You want to deliver your mother's ballot. You sign the area number 2 saying you're going to hand deliver it to my office, and you have the authority to do that.
Okay.
If your mom or a handicapped person or your neighbor says, I just don't want to put it back in the mail, well, you don't have to. You can have somebody bring it to our office for you.
That's a good service. I didn't know that you could do that. So.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I think
they need to sign that they're giving them the permission to do that.
One thing that you had a small challenge with was husband and wife putting it in the same envelope without the signature on one side. They must send it in individually.
Yeah, you've got to sign it. I order new ballot envelopes that say, sign here. That's like signing the poll book when you sign the back of that envelope. And then when we get that, we verify that that is your signature that we have on file. And it's quite a process. And if we question that signature, then it goes to a provisional ballot, and then the Board of Canvassers will determine that.
And I know there's always the worry among voters that, you know, their vote won't count or that it's going to, you know, be, and there are some votes I know they get that, I don't know if trash is the right word, but.
Not counted.
Not counted.
Provisionals. Let's don't use the word trash.
Yeah. But yeah, no, I mean.
Yeah.
To not be counted, that's always the big worry among people. How can they assure that won't happen in order to get it in time?
If you're talking mail, get your ballot, get it voted, sign box 1, put it back in the mail, and then you can call us in 3 or 4 days after you mail it and check with us. And then if you feel like it's not going to get here in time, come to the office and vote provisional. I mean, we won't allow you to vote, your vote to count twice. But if you feel like your ballot got lost in the mail and your vote's not going to count, come and vote provisional. And then if your ballot never shows up, your provisional ballot will count.
Very, very good. Okay, we're talking about.
And you can drop your advance ballot envelope with your ballot in off at a polling place. They've changed that statute as well.
All right. So if you have any concerns with the U.S. Postal Service, then. That's a good option.
You can drop it off at the polling place, bring it up here. Yep.
Okay. Good to know.
Yep. And you can track that also on VoterView. You can see that we're getting ready to mail out ballots already to, if you look up your name and your birthday in VoterView, you can see you're tagged to get a ballot on October 14th. And then if you watch that, you can see when it returns to my office. It's a tracking system in there. It's really kind of awesome.
Nice. When you have your new website there, and I know there's not a lot of contested races in Pottawatomie County right now, but that'll be, if people are curious, you can see all the different races there.
Yeah, I'm going to upload the list updated because I still have August on there. We've been a little busy, but I noticed that today. I've been having a lot of questions about who's on the ballot. So I'm going to upload that today, the updated list. But we don't have any contested races.
All right. We're speaking with Nancy
McCarter.
We're speaking with Nancy McCarter, Pottawatomie County Clerk. Dee McKee joining us here in studio. And we were talking before we went on air that this will probably be Nancy's last time with us here on In Focus because you're retiring at the end of the year.
Yes, I am. I'm going out with a crazy election year. It'll be an election to remember. I won't forget it. My retirement is January 11th. I know Dee's going to miss me.
I am. I like to go down. Nancy has a lot of the resources and information that back up the issues that we discuss in the commission, her records, her lists in all of the secretarial books about what was done and resolutions passed. She's pretty good at controlling all of that.
Yeah. Well, and having a, if you're a county commissioner, having a solid county clerk is, I'm sure, just a bunch of help.
Well, it's a requirement if you're going to be able to trace back the things that were done two and three and 4 and 5 years ago on developments and resolutions and how to share obligations, interagency of government agreements, things like that, that all resides in the clerk's office, unless she chooses to put it someplace I don't know where it is.
No, it's here. The next clerk is being trained to very well. She's been here, I'm assuming she's going to be the next clerk. She's been here almost 10 years, so she's ready.
And Nancy, I know you'd filed for to be on the county commission. That didn't go your way here in August. But what is your next step here in retirement?
Just being a grandma, if that makes sense, and breathing.
Very good.
I've been working for many years, and my husband's been retired for 5 years already. But you never know. I might come out and run for something else. You never know about me.
She's contributed a great deal to the development and improvements of the county, so citizens should appreciate for her efforts all that she's done.
Absolutely. Well, I need to take a break, but Nancy, can you hang on for one more segment? We'll talk some other things. Okay.
Yep.
Well, stay tuned. We'll have more In Focus after this. We're talking Pottawatomie County here on News Radio KMAN.